All right, so what did you conclude? Paul's mental condition, his mental state, would you say it was sound, unsound, healthy, unhealthy? Yeah, I would agree with those who say that his mental state was a good one. He was in good health mentally. Because it went right along with where he was spiritually there. Spiritually, you know, his mind was made up. He was going to be staying connected with God intimately. He was going to be looking at this from a godly perspective. That is good spiritually. But it also talks about where his mind was, where he was mentally. Good mental health, because he had to make a decision. And remember, he said, I have learned. I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in, whatever the circumstances are. I have learned, and we learn largely as part of a mental process. We think the situation through. We analyze it. We connect the dots. He was analyzing his circumstances, taking a look at what was going on when he had enough, looking at what was going on in his life when he did not have enough. Looking at when he did have enough, looking at when he did not have enough, whether it was food, clothes, work. Because remember, a lot of times Paul would make tents as his vocation in order to earn money to take care of his own personal needs so that he wouldn't be a burden to those to whom he was ministering. He said, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. That talks about the healthy mental state that he was in, the healthy state of his mind. And there was definitely a direct connection between his spiritual health and his mental health. Now, what about the physical aspect of it? It is probably safe to say that there were times when Paul's physical state was not the same as his spiritual and mental states. He may not have been as healthy physically as he was spiritually and mentally during those times when he went maybe for weeks at a time, maybe months at a time, not having enough to eat. We think about that time that he was shipwrecked. You remember when he was on his way to Rome and he had told the ship's captain and owner, hey, look, if we're going to stay safe, we need to. And he gave them directions as to what they needed to do in order to keep everyone safe. They didn't listen to Paul. And as a result, they ended up being shipwrecked, losing all the cargo on the ship. But here's the thing. They were in a storm. And remember now, when we read this, the Bible tells us that they were in that storm for weeks. A storm that was of hurricane force. I think I shared this with you before. Yeah, in fact, I know I did because I shared that with you when I first started the series on resilience. And we were reading about how Paul and the others on that ship were caught in a storm that was of hurricane force that lasted for weeks. And he was still praying. He was still in prayer. He was still considering what he was hearing from the angel whom God sent to assist him and to tell him what, give him some guidance. He was still in good spiritual and mental health. My guess is at some point, after that last little bit of food was eaten by each person, he may have been hungry. His body then may not have been in as good a shape as his spirit and mind were. A disconnect there, which shows that we don't always have control over what's happening with our bodies. But we should be able to determine the states of our minds and spirits, whether they will be in good health. There should always be a connection there. Always, there should always be a connection between our spiritual health and our mental health. Think about some of the people who are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter that a lot of people like to call faith, the Faith Hall of Fame, where we read about people who were prospered materially, people who were not prospered materially. And one of the things that was happening, there were people who had the opportunity to get out of the heat, out of the frying pan. They were being persecuted for following Christ. And the people who hated God, who hated Christ, who hated righteousness, who hated the Holy Spirit, who hated holiness, were trying their best to get the people who loved God to recant, to walk away from the faith, to walk away from God. And if they would do so, they might be able to be spared some of the worst of the persecution, which included for some of them being thrown to the lions. For some of them being thrown to the flames. Some of them the edge of the sword. Some of them the saw, as they were threatened to be sawed in two if they would not walk away from God. But they thought about it, and they decided, you know, I love God. I am not about to walk away from Him. I'm not about to walk away from the faith. If you have your minds made up, you're going to saw me in half. Okay, that's up to you. But I've made up my mind. I'm not walking away from God. Sounds like they were in good spiritual and mental health. There was a connection there between their mental and spiritual health, despite the fact that their bodies were about to be devastated, and often were devastated, whether by the lions, the saw, or the sword. So as we look at these connections, I want us to determine. I want us to realize that we can largely determine, with the help of the Spirit of God, that we will always have a connection between spiritual and mental health, even if we don't have a connection that with that third part of it, the physical condition. Well, that concludes our look at those connections between spiritual, mental, and physical health. And now, I surely hope that was helpful. We covered quite a bit of ground in there. Stay with me. More for this day's broadcast in just a few.